Los Angeles Times photographer Kent Nishimura plans to be on the Hill for tomorrow's impeachment trial. He's a graduate of the University of Hawaii at Manoa and Roosevelt High School and has been in Washington, D.C. to cover President Joe Biden's first 100 days in office. We talked to him about what it was like during the siege on the Capitol on January 6th. He just moved from the West Coast for the temporary assignment.
I moved at the end of 2020 to D.C. in preparation for, you know, the incoming administration. I was up on the Hill covering, like, the opening, you know, the gaveling in of for the 117th Congress, photographing some of the new incoming congressional members from the California congressional delegation. And you know, just kind of getting settled in and really spending time on the Hill to, you know, kind of get myself acquainted with everybody there. And, you know, honestly, I mean, I had heard and seen some, like, chatter online about, like, some of the rhetoric that was being spewed about and talking about, like, the march and the rally that President Trump was holding. And I, you know, honestly, at a certain level, intellectually, I understood what was happening, but I just never expected it to kind of turn into what it was. My day started out dropping off some gear on the Hill in the U.S. Capitol building because I was going to be there for the certification vote. After my editors and I had talked about the rally and the march that was going to potentially be happening, I figured I should go and check it out. So I walked from the Capitol building to the Ellipse, you know, the Washington Monument and the Ellipse in front of the White House. And I was honestly shocked to see such a large amount of people. And I'm not even sure off the top of my head how many people were there, but the space in front of between the monument and the Ellipse and the White House was filled with, packed with people, and it was just kind of jarring to see that as I had kind of made my way around the Smithsonian and I came up into view of the Washington Monument, and it was just so jarring because, you know, COVID is still happening. I had never expected to see such a large group of people gathering, especially, you know, with everything that's happened in the last year as far as COVID regulations and whatnot. And so it was really jarring and strange to see such a large group of people there. So I photographed the crowd that had assembled for the rally. And as the president had said that we're going to march to the Capitol building, I actually started making my way back towards the Capitol just because the certification vote was going to be starting. And I wanted to be back there to photograph some of it. As I walked back to the Capitol building, I noticed that there was everybody had started marching from the Washington Monument up the National Mall towards the Capitol, and I had seen some people starting to gather on the West Front, which is where the inauguration stage was being built and set up. And, you know, of course, in a few weeks, Joe Biden would be sworn in as the 46th president, and there was people gathering in front of a line of the Capitol Police. I was already wearing some body armor, which was concealed underneath a winter coat, and I donned my helmet, my gas mask, and some ballistic eye protection and kind of waded into the crowd, as it were.
And did you get any flack from anyone because you're media?
You know, I was lucky. There wasn't a lot of attention drawn to me for some reason or another. I try to dress pretty nondescript and be as minimal and less obtrusive as possible when I'm in a crowd like that. I never want to draw attention to myself. One, because, you know, you can potentially become the story, and journalists never want that. But, I mean, there was only one incident where a man had struck me in the back of the head with his flagpole and cursed me out and said I was fake news, which I immediately tried to defuse the situation and get away from him as quick as possible. One, because I was headed toward the east front of the building, and two, I just didn't want to have to deal with that. Luckily, I was wearing my helmet at the time, and all he did was he just kind of struck the helmet, and I felt like the bump, but didn't really think anything of it.
At the height of this, did you feel scared for your safety?
You know, I honestly, there was so much adrenaline pumping through my system, and because I was so focused on making pictures, I never really had time to be afraid for my own safety. You get kind of tunnel vision when you're in situations like that, where you're just focused on doing good work, as well as, and this is something that I personally do, is I'm constantly making threat assessments, observing people that I'm photographing, people in the crowd, people all around me, and making sure that I at least have one or two exit points that I can, you know, quickly escape from that situation in case things go sideways.
Smart. You have situational awareness.
Yes, and that's something that I picked up, especially over the summer, but also covering wildfires. And I mean, like, this past year was my third season of covering wildfires in California, and you always have to be aware of that because the fire can jump so quickly and surround you that you have to just constantly be making threat assessments so that you can stay safe.
You have some fascinating pictures on your Instagram. I know one that I saw where someone was getting sprayed with pepper spray.
Correct. He was getting sprayed pretty heavily. I also got sprayed as well.
Well, describe that photo.
So there's a gentleman wearing goggles and I believe he's wearing a hat, and he was yelling at the Capitol police officers. I honestly don't recall exactly what he was. He was definitely gesturing and gesticulating and making aggressive movements toward them. And an officer came up from behind the first row of officers and discharged the weapon that, you know, that discharged the OC spray is what I think what I've heard the officers refer to it as. It's pepper spray, but it's also like a more concentrated military grade version of it that definitely, it sucks to get sprayed by it for sure.
Yeah, it burns.
The gentleman
I'm sure.
got sprayed and he basically just kind of kept going. I have to believe that he was like very much like pumped full of adrenaline, was continuing going. And like he, after the cop sprayed him, he like gestured to him and like kind of a come at me gesture and said, come on, bro, keep it going, bring it on. And that was so bizarre. And one thing that I do want to mention is that it was really interesting hearing a lot of them talking and how there would be a front line is what they were describing it as, pushing up against the Capitol Police. And they would either get hit with a flashbang or tear gas or pepper spray. They would then rotate out and more people would come in and there'd be men yelling, shouting, more to the front, more to the front, more to the front line. And it was so bizarre in the sense of the language that they were using. It was very militaristic. It was like very much the language of war. And they were treating it as such, which to me was very bizarre.
Well, I'm getting chicken skin just thinking about it. How far did you get into the Capitol?
So at the height of the riot, I was on the West Front where the inauguration stage is. And I've gotten a report from a colleague that there were another group or another part of the group had assembled on the East Front steps, like literally made it through the perimeter of the Capitol grounds and was up against the Capitol building. I decided to actually wrap around the building and go there. And like I was saying earlier, I had body armor on and I have a credential that allows me to be in the Capitol building. So that was actually tucked into my body armor for most of the day. And as I got to the East Front steps, I made sure that it was still kind of tucked away and I walked all the way up to the steps. And right at that moment, a couple of the Capitol police officers had been sprayed with something that I assume was either OC spray or bear spray, or bear mace, I should say. And they got pulled out, and the mob proceeded to swing open the doors and just start flooding into the building. There was a moment where I got squinched between a bunch of people who were clamoring to get in, and I felt my legs, my feet lift off the ground and get lifted into the entryway. And as people flooded in, I just continued to take pictures, and they flooded into the rotunda. And as I walked in, you know, just one kind of in shock that this was actually happening, that they had breached the doors to the East Front. And I pulled my credential out to make it visible in case any law enforcement officers happened to see me, and, you know, which would indicate, hey, he's allowed to be in here in this facility. And I walked into the rotunda, you know, which is, you know, where the basically the center of the Capitol building. And it was such a weird, like change of mood. People were flooding in, they were shouting and really, you know, like saying very amped up rhetoric. And it all of a sudden the mood would change where they all pulled out their camera phones and started taking selfies of themselves in the rotunda. And it was just so bizarre how like this dichotomy of like going from, you know, this raucous mob to almost like tourists in a place where you would take a selfie. It was just so surreal to see that.
Lots of pictures were taken that day. Do journalists covering an event like this, do they share those photos with law enforcement as the FBI and the feds try and figure out what happened and who did what that day? Has there been any discussions about sharing those photos?
I know discussions of a similar nature had happened in Seattle, I believe, where the Seattle PD was trying to get access to like the photo archives of unpublished photos from the Seattle Times during their coverage of some of the protests that were happening during the summer. I honestly don't know as far as what our paper has decided. I'm sure our lawyer has like some thoughts on that, but I personally don't have any.
Of the photos that you took that day, do you have any that capitalize your feeling? I know so many. I have lots of friends who are photographers, so I know they take a lot,
yeah.
And only a few get published, right?
But, yeah, that's correct. I mean, and part of it too is for the LA Times, we syndicate our work through Getty Images, so you know a lot of what I photograph appears is syndicated on there for licensing, you know, as on Getty's Newswire. And some of the photos did make it into the paper. A lot of it was used online, but a lot of it is also, it was just syndicated through Getty. Mm. I mean, there's definitely one photo that really, really does stick out for me. It was made after the actual siege had happened. You know, I had been in the rotunda and the Capitol building, made my way to like the House and the Senate chambers, and then was eventually evacuated with the rest of the staff on the Hill as the Capitol Hill police and, you know, other law enforcement cleared out the entire building. And I was, you know, evacuated to a secure location where I was then holding with other photographers and members of Congress while we waited for what was next, and eventually made our way back to the Capitol building to, you know, continue with the certification vote. So after returning to the building and kind of seeing the aftermath, there was a photograph that I made looking out the east door, which, you know, I had walked in through hours before with hundreds of other people. And the bulletproof glass pane that's like near your, I guess, regular eye level was shattered from impacts, you know, people hitting it with hammers or something. I'm not sure what exactly they had in their hands, but blunt objects probably. And so there was, you know, like a spider web in this, you know, really thick ballistic glass, and the door had residue on it from pepper spray projectiles that were used by the officers to fire at the mob. And reflected in the window or in that glass pane was the American flag. And so it was really like this kind of poignant moment for me that just everything kind of came together in one photo of like this fractured democracy and the residue and remnants and lasting marks of, despite it being horrific and, you know, tremendously historic event. I believe the last time the Capitol was breached in that manner was in 1814. And so it's been a very long time since that happened. And so it just, everything kind of, for me, crystallized into that photograph in that one moment. And like, it really like kind of evoked the mood for what everybody was feeling that night.
That was Kent Nishimura, Los Angeles Times photographer. He will be on the Hill tomorrow to cover the trial of President Donald Trump. We will share links to his work on our page at hawaiipublicradio.org.